to Debbie in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, listening at EWTN.com. Debbie, you have to phrase your question pretty quickly so Carlo can give you a thorough answer, but thank you for calling.
Hi. I was just wondering, you know, we believe so firmly in the consecration or the transubstantiation, but there are other things that we don't take quite as literally, such as my mother-in-law says for her religion, you have to be completely immersed to be baptized,
okay,
as Jesus was. And so I'm just wondering if you could give me a little clarity or, you know, I firmly believe in the transubstantiation, but,
sure,
you know, to be able to use that to explain to others.
Okay. Thanks, Debbie.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Well, first of all, Debbie, I would encourage you to ask. I can't remember. Was it your mother-in-law you said, or your friend?
It was that particular one was my mother-in-law. I was just trying to.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
There are other things, but that
sure.
was just the one I could think of at the moment.
Yeah. So if the issue is like, for example, immersion, full immersion. Well, basically, you can ask your mother-in-law. You know, where in the Bible does it explicitly say that in order to be validly baptized, you must be fully immersed? And Debbie, there's no answer to that question, because the Bible nowhere explicitly states that full immersion is necessary for a valid baptism. Does the Bible say that they went down into the water? Yes, it does. But that doesn't mean, like, for example, in the case of Jesus and John the Baptist, Jesus came up from the water. That doesn't mean he was fully immersed. That's an interpretation or an imposition of one's view on the text. The text does not say he was fully immersed. Coming up from the water could possibly just mean they were in the water, John's pouring the water over Jesus, and they walk out of the Jordan River. Other places, for example, in Acts 8, with the eunuch who was ministered to by the Ethiopian, where the deacon Philip ministered to the Ethiopian eunuch, and they went down into the water for baptism, but that does not necessarily mean they were fully immersed. So we have to challenge our Protestant brothers and sisters when they think the Bible teaches something explicit, it doesn't. And so for that reason, we would say full immersion is not necessary for a valid baptism, although the church does encourage full immersion because it does give a fuller symbolic value of the death and the resurrection of Jesus that we participate in the sacrament of baptism. So I'm out of time, and I'm sorry I couldn't go any more on that question.
Always watching that clock. Debbie, thank you so much.